Luann Katz, The King and I. I'm a newbie too. Yay! The King and I. Yul Brynner wasn't called the king for nothing. Dressing room painted a custom chocolate brown, 60% cacao perhaps. No whistling in the hall, very bad luck. And most importantly, eyes averted downward when approaching him in the hallway in silence. Still, this was to be an easy run of The King and I, a classic musical, all the tunes firmly in their groove in my head. As the percussionist, I was squeezed into my corner of the orchestra pit, surrounded by an arsenal of drums, cymbals, glockenspiel, two rotund timpani, and all the sticks and mallets to make them sing. I prided myself on gliding between the instruments with the grace of a nymph. Cruising through the second half of the Sunday matinee, I could already taste the beer I was going to have after the show. 2 weeks done, 2 weeks to go. The orchestra played on after the final curtain for the company bows. This was my chance to add some special dramatic effects. Every previous show, I had been spot on with the king's demand for a cymbal crash as he thrust his arms straight up in the air as a visual lion's roar to the audience, and then again when he would turn and roar to the chorus on stage. The trick for me to pull this off was having to slide around the timpani, stand on one leg in order to see the king's signal and crash the cymbal plates together in a glorious explosion. Once in place, I peered around the front lip of the stage to exact my cue, inhaled with the king, and thrust the cymbals together. No sound. The plates had met exactly and so perfectly that they stuck together in a vacuum. I worked for the next 5 seconds in order to detach them for the second cymbal crash, frazzled crash on cue. Now there was just enough time for me to get back into position, replace the cymbals with timpani mallets for the final roll, when my foot caught the stand of the tom-toms, and they standing in my way, sending me cymbals first, into the toms, now on their side, on the concrete floor of the pit. No time for apologies as I release the cymbals to their fate and to mine, grab my mallets for what was likely to be my last show with the king.